Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The 57th annual Grammy Awards were last night. It's a celebrity show, of course, a music concert, and a public service announcement this year about domestic violence and human trafficking. The big headline? Well, there were a lot of them. Taylor Swift and Kanye West are BFs now. All is forgiven from that ultimate awkward moment years ago. Winners were Beck, Sam Smith, Pharrell Williams, Beyonce, and many other usual suspects. With us on what the Grammys got right and so wrong last night is John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station WNYC. Hey, John, welcome.
John, good to see you.
What'd you think they missed? What'd you think they got right?
Well, giving Beck Album of the Year, I thought, was a pretty good choice. Of that field of five, this is continuing a long-standing occasional tradition of the Academy voting surprise albums of the year. Remember Herbie Hancock with The River, the Joni Mitchell Project. So I thought they got that right. I thought they got really lucky with a couple of their performances. And the one that stood out for me was Annie Lennox doing Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You, one of the best things I've seen at the Grammys in many years.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's great.
She looked terrific while she was doing it. I mean, that worked out really well. One of the other things they might have gotten lucky with was the revised ELO, which Jeff Lynne and company seemed like a random choice. But there was Paul McCartney in the front row, up and singing along and dancing until he noticed the camera. And then he kind of sheepishly sat back down. But it was a really nice moment, too.
Well, for some of the younger folks at the Grammys, do you think the winners reflected the state of music right now?
Well, sure. I mean, Sam Smith, all 22 years old, walking off with four Grammys, including three of the big four. The only one he didn't get was Album of the Year, which went to Beck. The funny thing, of course, with Sam Smith is 22 years old. He sounds like he could be 50, or 60. I mean, he's got that classic Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, Curtis Mayfield, Adele thing going, which the Academy loves. So not such a surprise that he had a very big night last night.
What did they get wrong at the Grammys?
Well, the field for Best Rock Album, I thought, was lacking. When they gave that award earlier in the day to Beck, I thought they were setting him up as a consolation prize. But, of course, he ended up getting the big prize as well. The U2 album that nobody wanted got a nomination.
Yeah, that was awful.
But a band like The War on Drugs, a band that got amazing reviews from rock critics, didn't get a sniff.
It's Red Eyes from The War on Drugs. And did you mean to say didn't get a sniff?
Yeah. I mean, they just, they didn't get anything. Right.
Who won? Paramore?
Paramore, for Best Rock Song, I thought that was a really, really weak choice. I mean, the song itself is so light, it doesn't rock at all. It wasn't a great field. I thought that was one of the other things they got wrong. I also thought that St. Vincent was a deserving winner of Best Alternative Album, but I was disappointed that the English band James, who had a really terrific album last year, also did not get a nomination.
Yeah, I thought those two albums were terrific that you mentioned there. I mean, I think it was a great moment for that kind of music, but difficult to pick a winner. But Taylor Swift was snubbed.
Well,
that's
let's,
a good
let's
thing.
Remember that because of the weird Academy rules, she was only eligible for the one song, Shake It Off.
Yes or no? Have we heard the last of Iggy Azalea, another snub?
Oh, God, I hope so.
John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station WNYC on the Grammys. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I'm crazy as a wasp. Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia and the Rockefeller Foundation.